This is the West Kent News Feature. Hello, I'm Brian Johnson. Millions worldwide mourned the recent death of Pope Benedict XVI, but one local Catholic congregation had a special affection for the former pontiff. Father Ed Tomlinson of St Anselm's Church in Pembury explains why.
When Pope Benedict came to England in 2010, he came in order to set an Englishman from the Victorian age, St. John Henry Newman, on the path to saintdom. Newman was an Anglican who became Catholic in quite controversial circumstances, but went on to become a very important academic and cardinal of the church, and really he inspired the whole high church movement within the Church of England, but also great trends within the Catholic Church. And as Pope Benedict did this, he enabled Anglicans to come over to the Catholic Church in groups and join a new body called the Ordinariate. It allows people to become Catholic, but without losing their Anglican ways. So we have our own prayer book, we have our own Mass, all with the beautiful old Anglican words. So it was a way that we could be Anglicans in unity with the Catholic Church. And so we were one of the parishes that took up that offer, and so, of course, Pope Benedict is incredibly dear to our hearts.
The move of some congregations from the Church of England to the Catholic Church was quite contentious at the time. How have those congregations fared since?
Well, it was always going to be a little bit controversial. I think whenever you touch on something as sensitive as church division, you're going to have that. And at the time, of course, the media looked at the division rather than actually the walk of unity. But the truth is, 10 years on, and our congregation has tripled in number, we've beautified the parish, and all things have settled down now. There's no really bad feeling anywhere. We've got a young, vibrant congregation, and the vision's really taking off.
The church in Pembury has been transformed, hasn't it, over the past 10 or 12 years?
Absolutely. I mean, when we arrived here, it was a rather unpromising 1960s, 1970s building. And one of the great parts of developing this parish in accordance with the wishes of the Ordinariate and Pope Benedict was to beautify it. We've managed to find all sorts of really beautiful items, a stained glass window, and we've even got the pews that St. John Henry Newman himself commissioned and had built in his time when he was at Littlemore in Oxford. So we've put lots of treasures into the church. The place is looking really beautiful on the inside now, even if the outside is still nothing to write home about.
Where do you get all these items from? Presumably you can't get them on eBay.
Well, we've got some of them from eBay, believe it or not. We go to all sorts of salvage sites and places that have sadly closed down and been dismantled. And so there's all sorts of things washing about if you know where to look. But really, the little minor miracle, if I can put it that way, is how well everything fitted together. And sometimes we found just the piece we need when we need to find it. So I think the Lord's been with us too.
So what about the future? What does the future hold for this parish and the other 35 or so Ordinariate parishes?
Well, I think this parish at the moment looks to have a very promising future. We have so many young families and children. The numbers keep going up and up and up. So locally, I think there's going to be a very strong future here. I think for the Ordinariate across the country, if we ended up with 9 or 10 really strong communities to contribute something to the wider work of the Catholic Church in England, that would be very positive.
If people are interested in following you or finding out more, how can they do that?
Why not tune in to my podcast, This Turbulent Priest? It's available on all main platforms.
That was Father Ed Tomlinson of St Anselm's Pembury. I'm Brian Johnson for West Kent Radio.